What do I want? Candy bar? Soda? A tiny? Oh, $12 for a tiny. I wonder there's one left that's kind of expensive. Hey, you. Are you alive? The box says you're supposed to be alive. I can see you flinching, Tiny. Fine. Play dead. See if I care. If you're still here next week when they restock the vending machine, they're gonna just throw you in the trash. No one's gonna buy a dud after all. Oh, there you are. Good morning, sleepyhead. How long have you been in the machine? Look, just hold up your fingers. How many days? Oh, that's a long time. You must be getting hungry. Looks like your water's getting low, too. Do I want a tiny? I feel like it's been a year since I had one. But they've got Butterfingers. Decisions. I mean, I like gum, but that's not gonna tide me over until dinner. If I get to go home for dinner. These apple pies look kinda old. They'd still probably taste pretty good in the microwave, though. Tiny. Hey. Do you think I'm getting fat? I swear my hips are getting wider. I need to stop snacking so much. But who has time to prepare a meal, I think it's the stress too. All that cortisol makes one's body hold on to the cushion. That's my job. It's crunch time. I feel like the only time I get out of my cubicle is to go to meetings. Listen to my new boss rave / complain. That's my life. See that couch over there? Did you see me sleeping the other night? Yeah, I didn't even get to go home. You were here with me, though, weren't you? Were you spying on me, you naughty little tiny? Yeah, that's how you know your job's getting bad. You actually have to kind of be slacking off to get one of the good couches to sleep on. If you're still working at 3 a.m, they're all taken. You've had quite a show, haven't you? Oh, yeah. Honestly, what wouldn't I give to have a nice private little box like yours? It looks private, mostly. It's better than my cubicle, that's for sure. Don't make good faces, believe me. I wonder how you got in there anyway. I think I saw a show about it once. Some B-level documentary about the packaging factory. I missed the part where they actually put the Chinese in their boxes. Did I do it by hand, or is there some sort of conveyor belt that puts one tiny in each package? How do they make sure you don't scamper out? Do they, like, gas you or something? Make you more pliable? Unconscious, perhaps? Didn't really think about that. Must be scary. You're kind of a good conversationalist behind the glass. I wish you weren't so darn expensive. I could get a soda and a muffin for the same price. Oh. I think I'll get you out first. I'll sleep better knowing you're not watching me. It probably wouldn't go well if my pudding cup fell on top of you. What do you think, little one? Chocolate or vanilla? Really? Not once? What did you eat at the tiny farm? That doesn't sound like a lot. Maybe that's why you're so scrawny. Just one grain of rice, 3 times a day. Not exactly a square meal. Kind of more like an oval meal, really. Me? Not so different. Sometimes I feel like this building is a giant vending machine. I'm in my own little box, waiting for the powers that be to kick me out, or until I get old and spoiled. Food's better, though. You know, most people don't have a sympathetic ear for my complaining. You're already paying your way. If I let you out of your package, am I going to have to chase you? I really don't want to crawl around on the floor. Good. Come on. Out of the box, on the table. Oh, get up, Lazy. I want to see you walk around a bit. There. Kind of clumsy. Nice to stretch your legs. You're welcome. There's a park near my building. It's got a baseball diamond and everything. I used to go for walks there on the weekend or when I was working from home, you know, during COVID. It was nice. I miss it. I wish I could start a pool at the office. Buy a big box of tinies and start a softball league. Have you cute little humans play on the break room table. That would be so entertaining. Maybe little bits of napkin for the bases. A toothpick would be right for a bat if I broke it in half. What could we use for a ball, though? I'm not sure the aerodynamics would scale down to your size, but the thought does amuse me. No. And who would have time to watch anyway? We're all swamped. It's really not a point. Lovely mental picture, though. Oh, you just don't want to be eaten. Why not? You just want to be a tiny person in a giant corporate building, existing to entertain your betters? Who would... Oh, holy moly, that's me too, isn't it? We're not that different, are we? Would you like to try some pudding? Have a little taste. Well, go on, just use your tiny hands. Is it good? No signs of an allergic reaction. Perfect. Since I forgot a spoon and I'm lazy, I'm going to use you instead. Oh, no, you don't. Stand still. Oh, so worried. I promise I'm not going to eat you. I'm just going to dunk your legs in the pudding and lick it off of you. If you make me get up to chase you, I might become annoyed, and that would be bad for your health. Good. You know your place already, don't you? Tasty. Really adds to the flavor. And all the wriggling. My goodness. Something is just so alluring about it. Makes me just want to gulp you down. Feel you kicking in my belly. Oh, I'm teasing. No pouting. Hurts my heart. I mean, it's true. But a promise is a promise. Even to a tiny for me. My little pudding spoon. There. We'll just take our time with our break, you know. With a plastic spoon, I'd be done in, what, four or five gulps. With you, I get to drag it out to maybe 10 dips. Gives me a few extra minutes of ecstasy. Plus, the look of indignation on your face is priceless. Especially if I lick my little spoon all clean. Hold still, you've got some on your face. You don't want to just have pudding on your face, do you? I'm not taking you to the sink. It's my big spongy tongue or nothing. Be still. Are you trying to give my thumb a hug? Oh, fair. Want to make sure I don't accidentally swallow you. Of course, wise choice. Thinking ahead, proving you have an IQ worthy of discourse. Come on, let go. Just a little more pudding left. One more dunk and we should be finished. Be a dear. Use your hands and get into that corner for me, would you? Slather yourself up, my tasty little treat. So good. All right. Spot check time. So hard to get between your fingers, behind your knees. You'll stay all sticky if I'm not thorough, though. Clean as a whistle. That was satisfying. So, pondering, now that I have sustenance, and I find I'm wondering. So, I do computer programming. At least I spend a lot of time staring at a screen trying to do computer programming. And there's this idea of a rubber duck. Sometimes when you get stuck on something, it helps to explain the problem to a rubber duck. No, because talking through a problem, it helps you understand the problem and occasionally find the solution. Yes, we frequently have the information in our heads, but it's blocked. They fired everyone on my team with a technical background, and I've never really gotten into the rubber duck habit. But I've got this doozy of a problem waiting for me at my desk. I'm not really supposed to take food out of the break room, but if you promise to be extra quiet, how about I slip you in my shirt pocket and we take a good look at it together? It'll be a cozy pocket, and you can be my secret little work friend. I used to have those, not a tiny, but anyway, it's better for the environment than using a plastic spoon. I might as well get my money's worth out of you. In you go. You keep being a good listener, dear.